On today's program, Creative Conversations during Reggae Open University at Edna Manley College. Stay tuned. The Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts has been a silo for Creative Conversations on Tuesdays and Thursdays in February as part of Reggae Month activities. The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment kick-started the conversation on Tuesday, February 2, discussing Kingston's Creative City status. Participating in the discussion were representatives from the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, and the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, as well as the Jamaica Reggae Industry Association, JARIA. JARIA Chairman Ibo Kupo highlighted the importance of dialogue about the preservation of our indigenous music.
We have a responsibility, and it is one of the mandates of JARIA, to preserve the music. You can find volumes of Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, Chopin, and so on. All great composers in the European tradition. You're talking about music from 300-400 years ago. However, we know them now because they were preserved. And they were preserved in an era when there was no recording facilities like we have now. That is the vision we have for what has been created in the last century and in this century.
On Tuesday, February 9, Sly Dunbar from Sly and Robbie and Santa Davis, known for his percussion work with Bob Marley and the Wailers, joined the panel of industry practitioners and experts over talking drums. The talks took an illustrative twist when Dr. Leontonette Steins and Orville Hall headed discussions on dance in a reggae on Thursday, February 11. Tuesday, February 16 saw chief label executive at Zion High Productions, Elliot Lieb, and writer, director, and producer of docufilm Legends of Ska, Cool and Copacetic, Brad Klein, joined the talks, giving their views from an international perspective. Discussions on intellectual property and the role of practitioners and civic bodies took place with additional voices from Maxine Icy Stowe and Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. Recognizing the creative work of Bonnie Wheeler, who was present, Senator Golding challenged practitioners in the music industry to continue to produce the quality material created in the 70s and 80s to ensure that Jamaica remains competitive on an international level.
I think the key to it, though, is producing good music. It's quality lyrics, quality melodies, quality musicianship, good productions. But the shelf life of some of Bonnie Wheeler's music is going to be forever and others like him. So we need to focus on how do we ensure that we are empowering our people to create that type of quality material that can continue to generate new intellectual property going forward and not just see it, as it were, just disappear.
The conversations continued on Thursday, February 18, with talks surrounding the screening of the movie Rockers from 1978. The JARIA UWE Symposium on Monday, February 29 at Edna Manley College will be a culmination of the conversations throughout the month and will seek to address some issues raised during open university sessions. And Reggae Month celebrations have unofficially been extended, with this Sunday's edition of the Groundation series being postponed until March. Trenchtown Rock and Community Showout, which was scheduled to take place on Saturday, February 27, has also been moved to March. Also, the final Reggae Wednesday celebration in Mandela Park on Wednesday, February 24, and JARIA Open University Creative Conversations, scheduled for Thursday, February 25, have been cancelled. But be sure to look out for the JARIA Honor Awards to take place at the Courtly Auditorium on Sunday, February 28, and the JARIA UWE Symposium on Monday, February 29. That's all we have time for this week. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a good weekend.
Motorists who've been affected by bad gas are being encouraged to register a complaint with the Consumer Affairs Commission. Complaints must be related to petrol purchased within the last 60 days and should include the following: name, address, and contact numbers, receipt of petrol purchased or date and place of purchase, a detailed report from mechanic or dealer outlining the problem and corrective action taken, photographs of the work being carried out, receipts of repairs and any other related costs. For details, contact the Consumer Affairs Commission at 906-5425, 906-8568, or send an email to info@cac.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.